We welcome in Jill joining us on behalf of Great Plains Health in North Platte. Jill, it's good to see you in the studio.
It's good to see you also.
Thank you for taking time for us. Will you remind me of what your title is with the hospital, please?
I'm the patient navigator for the joint replacement program.
Okay, so if folks have had a shoulder, knee done, they might have met you before.
Yes, so all the patients come and see me before surgery.
Yeah. Awesome. I've heard many a stories before about individuals that feel like they've got a second shot at life after some of those replacements with the joints.
Oh, yeah.
Especially some of our old railroaders with the knee replacements, it seems like.
Yes. Yeah, if you can get out there and do those things that you love to do, golfing, hiking, some of the patients want to do that, or even just playing with their grandkids and playing.
Just being able to get down and be on their level.
Right.
And
exactly.
Not necessarily have to ask for help off the floor either, like so many of us have to do from time to time.
That's true. That's true.
So, Jill, there's an event coming up on Saturday for the community, right?
Yes, we have a free osteoporosis screening event on Saturday.
Oh, cool.
It's from 8 to 12 at the hospital. If you just come in the front entrance, we're at the conference rooms.
Okay. So just off to the left from the main entrance there, right?
Correct.
Okay. Awesome. And obviously, if you just go to the main counter there, they'll be able to direct you in the right direction inside the main entrance. But
we'll actually have people at the front entrance.
Oh, cool.
So you won't have to go to security. We'll have a desk there.
They'll be pointing you right to it.
Check in there.
So what kind of individuals would you recommend coming to this osteoporosis screening Saturday, Jill?
Anybody over 45.
Okay.
So really, we're looking at anybody who could potentially have a risk for osteoporosis.
Okay. And for folks that are listening and they're at that age 45 and their interest has been piqued, can you give us a reminder of what are the dangers with osteoporosis?
So osteoporosis dangers could be fracture. So if you would fall, you're higher risk for fracturing because your bone is not as strong as it used to be either. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be looking at a fracture risk assessment. It's called a FRAX score. Mm. And so we're going to look at your risk for having a fracture in the next 10 years. Things like wrist fracture, shoulder fractures, spine, hip fractures. Mm. And we'll also have an occupational therapist there to go over things that you can do to make your home safe, things that you can do, simple exercises, different things that you can do to help decrease the risk of falling. So if you are a high fracture risk, we'll have a physical therapist there also to talk about different things that you can do. We'll have a nutritionist there. So one of our hospital dietitians is going to go over calcium and vitamin D in the diet. Those are two supplements that you do need in your diet for bone health.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dr. McKenzie, who's one of our orthopedic surgeons, and then Megan Gorley, who's one of our PAs at Orthopedic, will also be talking to the patients and reviewing the FRAX score and all the scores and then talking about their risk and then things that they can do once they leave the screening.
This is awesome. This is a one-stop shop with a lot of great areas covered here Saturday.
Yes.
Awesome. And you're talking about the FRAX score. Is that
yes.
How is that determined?
So it looks at your age. It looks at some factors that you can change, things like smoking, steroid use, steroids like in medication steroids. Mm-hmm. Some cancer or chemotherapy drugs are higher risk for fracture score. Mm. If you've had a parent that had a hip fracture or a spine fracture, that increases your risk because it shows more in your family.
Sure. It's in that family tree.
So there's some of those things. Height, weight are also part of that. If you've had a bone density scan in the past, we can actually use that score from there and get a better fracture risk assessment for you.
Cool. And I think one of the most exciting aspects of this is some helpful tips on what you can do in terms of diet to help out your bone health, really, and those joint health as well. But also, I think it's awfully intriguing learning a little bit more about how to make your home a safer environment for you and for guests and visitors.
Yes, exactly. So things like if you need a chair in the shower or mm-hmm. moving equipment instead of trying to reach into the top cabinet to get something or getting on a stool, you're putting those things down at a level where you're not having to do that.
Mm-hmm. And some folks, the reality of it too, might need to think about downsizing, might need to think about getting rid of the two-story homes and things along those lines.
Yes, correct.
So Jill, folks want to learn more about the osteoporosis screening before Saturday. How can they do so?
They can call me. My phone number is 308-60,
You don't call yourself too often.
No, I was giving you the wrong number. 308-568-8606 is the phone number you can call me at if you have any questions on it. You can also just call the hospital and they can transfer it to you, transfer the phone to me. My name's Jill Stevenson if you ask for me. So.
Awesome. Well, Jill, we appreciate the time. Best of luck Saturday. Encourage folks to swing on by Great Plains Health this Saturday.
Thank you.